Ban the Box. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. CBS's legal analyst Andrew Cohen has been trying to call attention to the growing prison population in the United States.
2.3 million people are incarcerated.
And that's just the number behind bars now.
It doesn't include the tens of millions of people who have gone through the system and who are affected because they're on probation or parole or because they can't vote or carry a gun.
He says mandatory sentences have pushed the incarceration rate in America higher than Russia and higher than Rwanda, and it's breaking the bank.
There are some states that get it, that don't want to pay the cost of high incarceration, that think it's nuts that they're paying more for prisons than for schools.
But politicians find it very hard to argue for shorter prison sentences, and even harder to take the next step, which would be to do something about that checkbox on most employment applications, the one that asks, have you ever been convicted of a felony?
And that brings up the question, you know, Dave, of a sub-issue, right? The Ban the Box movement, where you have some jurisdictions that are saying enough. We're going to give people a second chance. And for all these people, especially nonviolent offenders, there really isn't a second act because they have to check off that box on their employment forms.
Andrew Cohen says there are ways to cut the prison population without increasing crime rates. And with 65 million ex-felons trying to get work and the taxpayer bill for incarceration now at $7.3 million an hour, there isn't much choice. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.